Mini Lecture 4.
In this section, you will hear a mini lecture. You will hear the lecture once only. While listening, take notes on the important points. Your notes will not be marked, but you will need them to complete a gap-filling task after the mini lecture. When the lecture is over, you'll be given 2 minutes to check your notes and another 10 minutes to complete the gap-filling task. Now, listen to the mini lecture. Today, we will focus on the government in Britain and the United States. Let's have a look at them one after the other. Government in Britain can be divided into national government and local government. The center of government in Britain is Parliament, which makes all the important laws for the country about crimes and punishment, taxation, etc. Parliament is made up of the House of Commons, the House of Lords, and the Monarch. The Houses of Parliament are in Westminster in London, and sometimes Westminster itself is used to mean Parliament. The House of Commons, or the Commons, is the lower but more powerful of the two houses. It has 650 elected members, called Members of Parliament, or MPs, each representing people in a particular area or constituency. The House of Lords, or the Lords, is the higher but less powerful of the two houses. It has over 1,000 members, none of whom is elected. These members include people who have titles like Lord or Viscount, which have been passed down to them on the death of their father, people who are given titles as a reward for their long service in public life, but whose children do not inherit their title, and some important leaders of the Church of England, such as archbishops and bishops. The government brings bills to the House of Commons, which are discussed by MPs. The bills then go to the House of Lords to be discussed. The House of Lords can suggest changes to a bill, but does not have the power to reject it. When bills come back to the Commons, MPs vote on them, and if they are passed, they are signed by the monarch and become Acts of Parliament. At present, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are all governed by Parliament in Westminster. In Northern Ireland, the political parties are different, but their MPs still go to the House of Commons. In Scotland, there is a lot of discussion about whether Scotland should have some separate or partly separate form of government. The same is true in Wales. The local government in Britain, also known as councils, can make small laws, that is, bylaws, which only apply in their area. But these are usually about small local matters. For instance, they may be about fines that will be made for people who park in certain streets. Councils are paid for by local taxes, and also by an amount of money given to them each year by the national government. Their main job is the organizing and providing of local services, ergo, hospitals, schools, libraries, public transport, street cleaning, etc. They are also responsible for setting the amount of local tax that people must pay and for collecting this tax. Local councils are elected by people within each town, city, or county area. The people who are elected, known as councillors, usually represent one of the national political parties, but are often elected because of their policies on local issues rather than the national policies of their party. Now let's move to the topic of government in the U.S. All levels of government in the U.S., including federal, state, and local, are elected by the people of the country. First, we'll talk about the federal government. The Constitution of the U.S. specifically limits the power of the federal or national government, mainly to defense, foreign affairs, printing money, controlling trade and relations between the states, and protecting human rights. The federal government is made up of the Congress, the President, and the Supreme Court. Congress, the central lawmaking body in the U.S., is made up of the House of Representatives and the Senate. The House of Representatives is the lower but more important of the two houses of Congress. It has 435 members, called representatives or congressmen. The number of representatives for each state depends on the size of the population of the state, with each state having at least one representative. The Senate is the higher but less powerful of the two houses of Congress. It has 100 members, called senators, elected by their state. Each state has two senators. Congress decides whether a bill becomes law. If the Senate and the House of Representatives both agree to a bill, the president is asked to agree. The president can veto the bill, but Congress can still make it a law if two-thirds of the members of each house agree to it. Second, we'll learn something about the state government. The state government has the greatest influence in people's daily lives. Each state has its own written constitution, and among the states, there are sometimes great differences in law on matters such as property, crime, health, and education. The highest elected official of each state is the governor. Each state also has one or two elected lawmaking bodies whose members represent the various parts of the state. Third, let's have a look at the local government. The local government concerns laws made at the town, city, or county level. These laws are usually limited to a small area and concern such things as traffic, where and when alcoholic drinks can be sold, or keeping animals. It is the highest elected official of a town or city council. Every law at every level of government must be in agreement with the United States Constitution. Any citizen who thinks he or she has not been given their rights under the law may argue their case through all the courts up to the Supreme Court, which is the final court of appeal in the U.S., if necessary. And any law which is found to be not in agreement with the Constitution cannot be kept in force. To sum up, the governments in Britain and the U.S. just bear different structures and layers. Of course, they are made on the basis of each country's history, cultural and social norms, and so on. So government in each country is just the embodiment of all its historical and current situations.